In the name of Jesus, dear sons and daughters of God, amen. Man, that had to have been a party. I mean, they're throwing palm branches down, they're throwing clothes down, crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It was a party. And there was good reason for a party. The things that Jesus was doing was unlike any other rabbi, any other pastor of his day. He was opening the eyes of the blind. He was healing the deaf. He raised a man from the dead. I mean, these are signs. And for those who knew their Old Testament scripture, it could only mean one thing. It meant that this Jesus from Nazareth was the Christ. And so they give him a royal welcome. It had to have been quite a party. Hosanna. What a word. It's a construct of Hebrew words put together. It means, save us, we pray thee, if you translate it in the Old English. Save us, we pray thee. They saw Jesus as the one who would be their Savior. And so they cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna. But not everybody appreciated that. And this is the irony of today. The Pharisees didn't like it, and the chief priests didn't like it. Now, stop for a minute. The Pharisees were the strong lay movement of not only Jesus' day, but even before his day, that wanted to see the scriptures in the hands of plenty and saw to the synagogue worship practices. And then the priests, their job, the priest's job, was to encourage God's family, comfort them with the promise of the coming Messiah. And now they don't like what Jesus is doing. They've become the ruling class, the religious elite. And as far as they're concerned, is Jesus is just messing up their party, their world. And yet many were looking at Jesus and putting their trust in him. And of course we know the rest of the story. He goes from the shouts of Hosanna to shouts of Crucify, but still he rides on. Even if the ruling class and the religious elite were struggling with him and wanting to just get him out of the picture, and even if many were looking at someone who would just be an earthly king, an earthly savior, Jesus knew exactly what he was doing, and he kept riding on, beyond the party, to the cries of Crucify. He knew what he was about. He knew what he came to do. It's been a lot of fun on Wednesday nights to just look at these powerful word pictures that God has given to us in his scriptures to help us take in and to see in different ways what it means to be the objects of God's love and salvation. And so we've looked at the personal metaphors that talk about how God is taking it really personal, his relationship with you, and how God's relationship with you is one where he restores all kinds of things in your life. He is at work at doing creative things in you and me, renewing us through his son Jesus. Not only that, but he uses the word pictures of the marketplace for us to understand what it means to be debt-free and bailed out and having credit to our account, the riches of God in Christ Jesus, and so forth and so on. We thought about the legal metaphors, we've thought about the idea of being delivered, the Savior metaphors of how Jesus coming to our rescue in just the right time, giving us salvation. And so we cry out, Hosanna, and it has been done. We have been saved. To us who believe in Jesus, we are receiving the salvation of our lives, and we live in that salvation. And yet there are still places in your life and my life where we feel like we need some help, Lord. And that's where Palm Sunday is something that happens whenever it needs to happen. When you find yourself struggling with something at work or with your life, something at home, with your health, with your finances, cry out Hosanna and trust the good news that the Lord has you in mind. Obviously, not everyone wanted to be a part of the party. They just weren't into Jesus. It reminds me of a book quite a while ago. He's just not into you. You know, maybe you gave that to someone who was just living with someone because he liked that that way. There's plenty in our time that just aren't that into Jesus. They like their religion the way it is, with not a lot of him. But for us who are being saved, we like Jesus. We're into him. And even when we find ourselves getting lost in some of the struggles that we face and feeling overwhelmed by life or wanting to just give up and throw in the towel, the good news is that he's really into us. He's always been into us. He's into you. He cares about you. And he went the way of the cross for you. Far beyond being a popular person to a one who would be rejected, who would face the wrath of God so that you would have his peace. And so whenever you find yourself troubled, just go to God and receive the peace that our Savior Jesus gives. And celebrate Jesus. Celebrate what he's done that no one else could, and that he did it for you, because he's really into you. In the name of Jesus, amen.